One interesting gospel today is not just because all the gospels are interesting, but also to the adults to know is today we're going to be celebrating the sacrament of penance in our students. So after the Mass, all the students are going to have the opportunity to go to reconciliation. And what reconciliation is about? What do you think? Yes. Confessing your sins. Are you afraid to confess your sin? No. Who is afraid to confess their sin? Nobody. Yeah. You're afraid? Why are you afraid to confess your sin? Because you're ashamed. And you prefer not to do it. And I know there has been all the time, it has been a discussion, because I remember that when I was your age. Why do I have to confess my sin to a priest? Or why do I have to do to a human being like me? Yes. But yes, I know that the priest cannot say anything. But sometimes we don't believe that. Sometimes we don't like the priest, and I don't want the priest to know that I'm being doing that, because he goes to my house and talks to my mom, and what about if the priest says something? Is that more or less when you grew up, when you for the first reconciliation? Yeah, all of us, we went through. And then we also say, well, Father, why I have to do the reconciliation? And every time that we begin the Mass, we pray the Confiteor. Is that not to confess the sin? And there's a lot of questions about it. And those are a lot of questions are about it is because we don't pay attention to the teaching of the church. We pay attention to our friends. Are you going to say that to the priest? I dare you if you say something like that to the priest. And there are sometimes, there are some going on among the students sometimes, if I'm going to say this, if I'm going to say that, and to see if the priest is going to be surprised of what the priest is going to say to me. Yes, I went through that situation. And that's what sometimes we go to the priest and sit down and I say, what can I say? And then one of the things that we have is to sit down and do the examination of conscience. What is examination of conscience is about it? Yes, it's to sit down and to reflect on those sins that we have been able to commit. And then, sometimes we are so smart that we sit down with the priest and we say, well, Father, when I was 10 years old, I did this and I did this. And then you go with the priest and you, since you were 10 and you are now 50, you want the priest to listen all those sins that you forgot to say it. But the examination of conscience is about from the last time that you went to confession. Not for your whole life. So the last time you went to confession was 2 weeks ago. So the examination of conscience is what you did 2 weeks ago. Not 10 years ago. But there are some times that we don't know what to say to the priest, that we go with all kind of list of things that we probably make up, or probably we remember when we didn't say it. And that's why it's so important, the reconciliation. Like, for example, the gospel today. Someone created a vineyard, went to a journey, and sent some of those people, family, And they beat them and they kill him. And even they serve the son. And even they kill the son in order to get the inheritance. Who do you think the son is? Or who do you think the owner of the vineyard is? Yes. God. Yes. And that's what it is for us. He prepared this vineyard. And he wants to be good and to produce fruit. And then he sent the priest in order to say, okay, not to get the money, but to see how can we make that vineyard better. That's reconciliation. And then what he's going to get is everything that those people who work in the vineyard has been done wrong, but because they don't want to confess and they don't want to say what they did wrong, they're trying to beat him and trying to kill them, and that's what they did. The same thing with Jesus Christ. What do you have to do with us, Jesus Christ? Even the bad spirits say that. And that's why sometimes we come to the time of reconciliation. What the priest has to do with us? Why I have to do this? To receive the mercy of God. To receive the love of God. And you will receive it through the priest. The priest is a channel. But there are sometimes some people that they don't trust or they don't believe in the priest. And I say, well, he has to say that because he is the priest. It is not about it. It's because each one of us has to learn how to forgive. Each one of us, not just the priest. We have to forgive each other. We know that we have been done something wrong to each other. We know that we laugh to each other. We know that we make fun to somebody else. And you don't want somebody else to laugh at you. And that's what reconciliation is about. Because what you do to someone, believe me, in your age, and at some time in my age, they're gonna do to you probably worse. And that's what we have to be able to reconcile. And then we come to the last part of confession, that is the act of contrition. I have to tell you, 50% of the people do not remember the act of contrition. And I say that because, yes, because if I ask you a song about Shakira, you probably will remember some of them by memory. If I ask one of the Spanish girl about a song from Bad Bunny, you will remember that by memory. But I believe if Bad Bunny starts singing the act of contrition, you will remember, not for the good sake of what the act of contrition is about. It's because it's the time, it's the fashion. And the church is not to fashion it for us. Every time that you come to reconciliation, there is a card like this. In the confessional, they have the act of contrition. Oh, Father, but the one that is over here, this is not the one that I learned. Okay, tell me what you learned. I know that sometimes for you it's very hard to remember the act of contrition because you don't want that. Okay? We're going to be doing the act of contrition together when we do the act of penance. But you have to remember that every time that you go to reconciliation, you have to know. You have to know in the same way how you learn to sing like Shakira, how to sing like Bad Bunny, or even Michael Jackson, or Donna Summer. Oh, I'm getting old. No. And that's what it is. And the most important thing about reconciliation is the priest cannot say anything to anybody, because the priest is the son of the heir. Oh my man, I'm the heir, the son of the person who sent to the harvest. And what can happen? I cannot be a priest anymore if I break the seal of confession. In the same way, why you are afraid to confess the sin is because when you say to someone, to one of your friends, oh, I did this and I did this, and this someone will go and tell the best friend, oh, do you know what she did? She did this. That's a seal of confession. But you break it every day. The priest cannot. The priest cannot break the seal of confession. And that's the difference. And that's why we have to also to learn about the seal of confession, because that's why we trust our friends. That's why you trust your friend. That's why you trust your mom and dad. That they, instead of being and spreading what you did, they're going to be there to help you. And then you will get all the recompenses from the harvest. Because that's what we come for. All of us, we are part of the vineyard of the Lord. All of us should be able to enjoy what the vineyard produces. And what that vineyard produces is for the good of each one of us in the eyes of our Lord Jesus Christ.